This is Notepad. I'm your host, Ibrahim Sani. We're at the tail end of the year. And of course, we have to do two things. Number one, do a quick stock take into how the year has panned out for businesses in Malaysia. And number two, try to guess or try to anticipate the kind of business outlook that is going to be shaping up for 2022. This is because only one in three businesses in Malaysia have implemented digital transformation strategies despite the pandemic. And this statistics is actually at an alarming rate. And this alarming finding, especially during the endemic phase, enables us, for instance, to try to see what digital tools that can be introduced to businesses to enable a safe and effective contactless environment. This is critical to restart the economy and, of course, keeping everyone safe. Recognizing the importance of this contactless environment, one company that is joining us for this show is called Shopin, a digital transformation company. They have developed an intuitive and highly flexible smart ordering system that will be vital in creating a comprehensive contactless environment by making digitalization a little bit more affordable, a little bit more accessible, and a little bit more usable for businesses, not just in this country, but of course, perhaps can be exported elsewhere as well. Shopin's smart ordering system, they say, is well suited for the F&B business owners as it provides them with a fully featured ordering and digital storage system. So here, trying to understand a little bit more, is of course the CEO of Shopspin, Johnson Lee. Johnson, how are you?
Yeah, good. I'm good.
Let's talk a little bit more about what do you mean by contactless environment?
Okay, throughout the last few years, digitalization become inevitable parts of our lives, especially the breakout of the pandemics. Okay, the process has fastened up all, you know, to spread among communities that adapt to the digital tools, everything. So close contact become a very sensitive matters that we found that is very important nowadays. So therefore, we create a system, a software that can help people to you know, reduce the close contact method to spread the pandemic, virus, yes.
So let's talk a little bit more about the solution that you guys are providing right now, because we are looking at a highly customizable option. Yes, of course, you were mentioning that F&B would be a good fit, but can it be done by other businesses in other sectors in terms of the aspects of the presentation, the messaging of the information, and for instance, if in the F&B, the menu options, can this be highly customized? Can this be done or rolled out in a quickly fashion for businesses to adopt?
Yes, we designed this system, okay, to help the the business owner to onboard. We included a lot of engine tools inside that so-called have a very good-looking UI, very good UX UI experience, and you know many tools like product listing, okay, those like customization in promotions and customer segmentations and grouping and voucher, all the things we is in our Shopin set. Therefore, not just only that, we want it to become a part of a daily users operations system in their business, okay, to help them to keep up the constant communication with their customer.
So, Johnson, how do you think this system can be applied to industries outside of F&B?
Okay. We do apply this system. Now we are currently working on with Korea's third largest convenience store, Emart24. Okay, we provide them the system to help them, like not just only dine in. We fix the system like picking up, okay, pre-ordering, reservations, and through we spread this system apply on usage as hotel as well. Currently, we're working a few with a few hotels as well.
Yeah. Was it hard developing the system, Johnson?
I wouldn't say hard, but it takes out a lot of time to research the entire things. Yeah, so we make some time to study up all the things and marketing market wise. Yeah.
So that's the part that I want to touch upon, actually. The whole point of this interview is just trying to understand what the market wants. And I think while your solution is important for your company, the idea here is also trying to help businesses to get back on their feet. We are entering an endemic phase and we are restarting the economy. But at the same time, we're pretty nervous about people coming in. You know, just very recently at the KL Convention Centre, if you saw the picture, there was a Prime Minister event and a lot of people were there. And then they were doing a combo because of JPJ giving discounts for traffic summonses. And you know, we want to go back to shopping malls, we want to go back to dining out. But it's always that trick where you need to balance out being safe, being trying to not have contact with people. Where do you feel Malaysia is going to go when it comes to 2022? Do you feel that Malaysia is a little bit more ready to come back to normal? Or do you think that we might see yet another MCO in 2022?
This one I'm not really sure about how is it coming up. I couldn't forecast it, but like all kind of innovations, we need to educate people on importance of digitalization and demonstrate its convenience and how it saves our times and save our lives. So I think that's a very important role. From the authorities, the raising matter and explanation that what times anyway we will come to it to end, and it will be very vital part of our lives.
All right.
Exactly same on adoption of smartphone, social media, alternative energy, and social media or this thing.
Okay, we'll go for one short break. When we come back, we'll discuss a bit more with Johnson Lee of ShopSpin. Welcome back. On the line with us is Johnson Lee, the CEO of ShopIn. Of course, Johnson, let's talk a little bit more about why you started the company. Where did you see the inspiration of doing this and perhaps why the solutions are being rolled out in the fashion that they are? Johnson.
Okay. This is it's come to my personal experience. During, I think, near to the pandemic, before the pandemic time, okay, so I still remember the day I want to buy something. So I went out, okay. So I'm new to the places. I start searching out around where can I locate the thing. It's something like a baby swinger. So I go to a few baby shops. The first shop I reach there, that doesn't open. The second shop I reach there, yeah, there's open but doesn't sell my tools. And third store I reach there, yeah, it sells the things, but eventually it's more, less selection, then the price and the options will be lesser for me. So end up, I bought the thing, I went back to my home. Then I started thinking like, is it another, any ways that we can cut it off short and easier, okay? And, and I start looking into this market.
So thereby, I'm thinking like, wow, what happens if this kind of old-fashioned store doesn't, go to other channel to do their selling? But they still insist to keep their so-called omni-channel. But they still have their own customer around their society or community. So how am I going to help them? How am I going to, help them to adapt the new norm during the pandemic time? So, everyone raising their, taking out their phone, taking out to scan QR is the new norm. Everyone, will do that. So I'm thinking like, how we shorten up the progress via all the digital. Since the pandemic accelerate all the digital acceptance among the community and usage among their committee, so why not I do something, okay, to help this merchant to onboard to our system in this omni-channel, and we help them to manage the interactions and engagement with their customer. So we came up with this idea, we put a lot of things inside there, okay, we put a lot of research there, customer, what they want, what their customer want, what our clients, our merchants, our clients' customer want. So we start from there, then boom, ShopIn. We create a ShopIn, yeah.
So the issue here is, of course, I'm trying to understand what the pain point would be for your clients? Like, you know, what would be some of the troubles that they're going through that you've been listening from them? Can you share some of them?
Yeah, sure. So basically, there's a few problems. The learning curve and the affordable. So when they want to use the system, they less likely want to change. Okay, then they will think there's a lot of, you know, barrier for them. It's like, oh, if I want to complete a system, I need to have a payment, delivery, okay, reservation, blah, blah, and marketing tools, you know, and grouping up my customers, okay, how I gonna, you know, engage with them, okay. So many tools to, if a merchant, if a client want to create this system, I think they need to spend a lot of money inside the tech there. So therefore, I think one will create a system that can help them to leverage the usage, we share out the portion to the public. Why not? They can onboard the shopping. So yeah, so this is the very hard part for them. Then one more thing is very tricky, like their customer side, will say customer side are very, very choosy, and they don't want, like, you know, those apps that take off. You want me to install your apps? Go to your store, install your apps. No, I'm not doing that. No, I'm not very frequent to come over here. Maybe I just come drop by a few times, or less likely use your apps. So we design the apps become an app-free app, which means they don't need to download. They just, you know, boom, scan, then they just purchase. It's the experience just like inside a mobile application. It's a mobile app, just you see, but it's an app-free. You don't need to download anything.
The thing that you highlight is actually quite important, because if people don't know how to use it, despite the fact that the thing is good, I think it defeats the purpose. So therefore, I'm anticipating that the UI is going to be very simple, that the onboarding period is actually quite short. How do you ensure that the usability and the simpleness of your solution can be just picked up by the clients of yours?
Okay. The clients gain, okay, so from zero, well, let's say from zero, they set up the store, okay, we'll, definitely we will guide them through and assist them to how to do the product listing and so on, everything, and how to create their awareness and promotion. If they need any assisting and free training, we have online courses for them. Okay, there's a schedule every Saturday and Sunday, or normal days, every day. It depends on what their needs are, our clients, according to what training sessions we have. And secondly, for their customer, we know every customer, like, oh, wow, many UI need to run, you need to register here and there. So we take a lot of feedback from our clients there, and we design the functionable engine and solution for them. So when the customer come in, they no need go through the hassle to download the app again, and no need to go through a lot of registration to place the order. They can simply, you know, just place the order first and decide to pay in the store or pay online, okay, is according to the client's, the merchant's preferences, okay, to setting up the whole thing. And the client, the customer decide how to, you know, work on the orders, okay. At the end of the orders, they just only either to select, oh, I want to get the vouchers, then I register, become the part of the store members. Else, I no need to do anything, then yeah, I'm good to go.
Yeah, and one more thing that I want to touch upon is this, that the critical factor of people adopting this would be cost. And of course, you need to make money yourself. So how do you manage that cost element right now?
Okay. So we will come to a very low entry barrel packages for those merchants, our clients, okay, to onboard the system. We believe that when you come into this digitalization, the first entry barrier is like you onboard your system, you onboard everything, product and your channel communication into the system there. It's just starting up. So we try to minimum the controlling, like by sharing the servers, everything, the costing around, okay, and we give them, you know, customization packages. For example, I want to have more things on this part, I want to customize my data analytics. Okay, I want to know more about this section. Then they can, you know, just pay for the customization what they want, rather than just, oh, I want this, then I need to pay everything. This is how we gonna cut down their overhead and minimum their costs.
Fantastic. Johnson, we're going to go for one more short break. When we come back, we're going to conclude our conversation with Johnson Lee, the CEO of Shopin. Welcome back. Towards the end of the year, we're trying to see how we can improve businesses in Malaysia. And of course, we're trying to focus on retail businesses specifically. On the line with us is Johnson Lee, the CEO of Shopin. Johnson, you've been speaking a little bit more about why you created the company, what the solutions are, and the kind of take-up rates or the onboarding process of your clients. I want to ask you about the business ecosystem that you guys are operating in. We have seen a great take-up of Malaysian consumers when it comes to food delivery services, anywhere between Foodpanda or Grab. We're looking at an ecosystem where companies, particularly F&B companies, are comfortable with working with a lot of partners. But of course, what you are offering is actually point of sale. Do you feel that these kind of things are going to be important for you to grow your business? Not just in the point of sale kind of process, but, you know, just the whole value chain of it, from the process of making it in the kitchen to delivering it to the customers, in-store and perhaps even delivery. Where do you see the kind of environment that you are operating in when it comes to F&B ecosystem in Malaysia using digital space?
I would say that we create this product that, you know, this is just a phase. Okay, we're definitely working on with more parties. Okay, like example like Food Express, like other delivery like Lalamove. Okay, so not just only like F&B, they can deliver day to day. They can deliver parcel as well. Okay, if they want. So if we are open to help merchants to engage more kind of services and solutions in our platform, okay, in our engine, so that they can, you know, utilize it and use what they want, not just only like, I'm going to deliver myself, I'm going to send myself, I'm going to use that and that, I just use our wallet. It doesn't limit that. Again, we developed this product, we launched this product like 2021 June. Okay, until now it's like just like five to 6 months times. Okay, we get a lot of good feedback, we get a lot of good numbers of merchants, and we do get a few big support like the big players like again Emart24, those that run into work along with the system. So we don't hesitate to work with other platforms like again like Foodpanda is good, the Grab is good, everything is good to work along with them. And I don't feel like, you know, we are running into a section like we are crushing over each other. No, we are helping to build the community and the merchants there to, you know, coverage more, okay, and more easier to reach out to their clients and, so on.
Fundraising process is also quite important for us to understand. Where are you guys in terms of your funding? Are you guys well-funded? Do you guys plan to go to the market? What's the story there?
We are a self-funded company, so we plan to go to the funding round, okay? But eventually, we still like improving our product. When it's time to come, when it's rich, yes, we definitely will go for the fundraising.
What about working? You have a big team? Are you working off-site, on-site? What's the story?
My team size is like, we have a tech teams and, you know, teams of like, headcount of 20, 22 something. Yeah, it's not a big size, it's okay.
All right, fantastic. Johnson, I wish you all the best. And of course, 2022 is going to be an interesting year, not just for you guys, but of course for Business Malaysia as well. That was Johnson Lee, the CEO of Shopin. If you've missed any part of this interview, just head on to Astro Awani and look for Notepad. You can also look for Shopin. But of course, it's not just about these kind of companies that we want to focus on. We have been doing a lot of interviews and a lot of conversations throughout the entire year. We've been speaking to businesses big and small. We've been speaking to individuals, to consultants. We've been speaking to also media analysts as well as business analysts. These kind of reviews and conversations and analyst take, I suppose, is going to be created to help you, the consumer, and some of you may even be business owners watching this show, to help improve on what has been quite a tumultuous 2 years. So let us know about what you think on the business environment of Malaysia. You can also let me know personally about what you think about the show. Just use my hashtag at IbrahimSaniNet on either Instagram or Twitter, and we can have a direct conversation on how best to create a greater awareness on creating a better Malaysia. We are also encouraging you to start to think about what solutions that might be sounding out of the box, that might be interesting for you to ponder, and perhaps we can even discuss these out-of-the-box solutions on this channel. Those are the kind of items that I want to share with you for this evening. Of course, again, if you've missed any part of this interview, just head on to astroawani.com and find all the great resources that can be attained there. Until then, thanks very much for watching, and of course, a Happy New Year to all of you.